We are on Kuf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, about 2, 4, 6, 8. We're in the second wide line, in the wide lines, two lines down. So we said in the beginning of the parak, Mefanin Afilo Arba V'Chamish Kupei Shaltevin Shaltzvur Mevnei Archem Mebitl Beis Hamedrash. One is allowed to be Tereach and move 4 or 5 boxes. We had two days in the Amarayim if it meant 4, 5 being the maximum, or even more. And we said this is done Mevnei Bitl Beis Hamedrash or for Archem. Chazal allowed you to be Tereach. Now one is only able to be Mefane something which is a bar tiltal. So we spoke about being mefane truma tahira, demai, maaserishin shenetel trumasa, maaserishin hekdesh shenifdu, truma sayavish, because it's maichal le'izim. So those are the cases which you're allowed to be mefane. So says the Gemara on these cases. Mefane truma tahira, frag the Gemara pshita, why would you think that you would not be able to be mefane truma tahira? Says the Gemara, Leit Shricha de Mancha biyad Yisrael. Because where is this truma tahira? It's not by in the hands of a kohen. It's not that the kohen wants to be mefane his storehouse, his room. It's Yisrael who happens to have truma tahira in his possession. De Mancha biyad Yisrael. Ma'o detei mekeven de lechazile asur, kamash one keven de lechazile koyin shaper domi. So this is a very important Gemara. The Gemara is saying that if you have an item which is unfit for me, there's a misa b'dei shemayim, if a Yisrael, if a Zar eats the truma, nevertheless, being that it's fit for a koyin, that means that it's not considered to be a mukta even for a Yisrael. That's what the Gemara is saying. There's an important tesis over here, top tesis. Given the Chazal Koyim chapter, almost the beginning of it, tesis says, "Apagav the Amav Shili Kira." We learned on that Memzayin the big the Aniim Lashirim Loy, meaning bits of patches which are only Roy for Aniim are considered to be Mukta for Ashirim. So you see that if it's not Roy for the Ashir, it is Mukta for the Ashir. So Fractasis is Thira. In our Gemara, we say that if something is only Roy for Kahanim, that makes it that it's not Mukta even for me. And there we say, no, if it's the Roy for Aniim and not for Ashirim, so then the Ashirim, it's Mukta for them. So Tesis says, what's the Chilik? Tesis says like this, Hacha l'kuli al-machazia. Over here, the food itself is roi. It's nothing wrong with the food in the chafza of the food itself. But there is an isra which is chal on the food. It's almost like the chafza is okay. It's edible food. It happens to be its food which has an isra on it. It's such a small little patch of cloth. Mitzad, the actual patch itself, it's simply unsuitable for the majority of people, except for Aniim who are hard pressed who will use it. But it's not really something mitzad the chifetz itself, which is roy. That is the chilek which Tesis makes. So that is the chiddush of the Gemara. Next, the Gemara moves on and says demai. That if I have demai, I can be mefan of the demai. Frag the Gemara again, demai holei chazilei. Meaning, who's allowed to eat demai? We know that Aniim are allowed to eat demai. Poor people can eat demai. So in theory, we could have answered this given the Gemara's kasha with the same thing. Being that Aniim are able to eat demai, and Ashirim cannot, it's not considered to be a mukta. Let's just remind ourselves, we said that demai, the Gemara says that roiv, that the Ami Aret take truma gedola, because truma gedola, as we know, midiraisa, chita achas, peteresa, sakri, even a mashu is enough. And even the shir drabonin is a very small amount, and the ami haaretz take truma. When it comes to meiser, there is a minority of ami haaretz who don't take meiser, but a significant minority enough to say that Chazal made a din drabonin to say that if a person buys from an ami haaretz, you need to be maser, you need to take meiser again. And if you didn't, it's demai, it's asin aladi, it's a frightening amount of demai halei chazilei. Says the Gar, Kevin the boy Machter Leila Nifseva Havi Aneva Chazile Hashtanami Chazile. Being that there is a way for you yourself to be able to access this food, namely if you be Machter your property. So then it's Roya, this man, says the Mishnah Machilas Aniyim Demai Vesachsanya Demai. One is able to feed Aniyim Demai, and so too if you've got soldiers who are passing by your village and it's incumbent upon you to feed them, you can feed them demai also. You are allowed to, and as we mentioned, what's the rationale that Chazal allowed aniyim to eat demai? Because anyway, al pi roiv, roiv ame aretz are ma'aser. It's just the miut. So when were Chazal cheshish for the miut? By for Ashirim, but not for aniyim. For aniyim, they were maimed it on the ikradin. Tesis points out and speaks out this thing which we mentioned. Being that it's roi for an ani, so to the extent that it's fit for one type of person, it's going to be fit for the other type of person. And we would say the same thing which we saw in the previous cases, that there's nothing wrong in the chafza of the grain that we would ask the kasha from Perikira. So we could have said that, says Tesis. Elakeven the mishkach taimed afil ledidei matzi chazi, omar. But we prefer to give an answer which shows that it's actually fit for the person themselves. Good. That is that regarding demai. Then we say, so let's remind ourselves. When the Levi receives 10%, he receives Maisa Rishon. In turn, he needs to take 10% and he needs to give it to the Kohen. So the Mishnah says, the Levi, or whoever it is able to be Mefane, 4 or 5 kupais worth of Maaser Rishon. What type of Maaser Rishon? Maaser Rishon shenitl trumasay. Frag the Gemara pshita. Well, if he was neitel the truma, everything is kedasuk adin. It's poshet. It's roy loy. Why would you not be able to even mafan it? Leitzriach hashi higdimoi bishi b'olem. We've had this a couple of times. V'notle hamenu trumas maaser. V'leinotle hamenu truma gedela. Cases like this. We know that there is a seder when it comes to being mafresh, all of the various matanas, all of the various tithes, it has to be done in a seder. First you take bikurim, and then you take truma gedola, and then maaser rishon, and so on. So here the case is that the farmer, instead of being mafresh the truma gedola first, he offered up, he gave the levy his maaser. So now that the mice has been taken, so in theory we should say, well, in this grain which the lady has, truma gedola has not been taken from it. In which case, when the lady separates, he in theory needs to separate two things. Trumas meiser, the regular 10%, plus the original truma gedola, which was not separated initially. On that, says the Gemara, in a situation where the maisa was given before there was a proper chiyuv truma, meaning at what stage is there a chiyuv truma? We know that they would bring the grain in, and they would begin to process it, and they would do the disha, and they would be zeret, throw it up in the wind, and then it would form a pile, and they would smooth it over. Once it's nidgan, once you get to the stage of meruach, at that stage, it's chal a chiyuv truma. So if before the chiyuv truma was chal, maisa was removed, at that stage we say, henceforth, when the levi has the maisa, the levi doesn't need to take off both truma's maisa and truma gedola. So that is the chiddush of the Mishnah. Meaning, yes, the case is that this is maisa, where the truma's maisa was removed, but you should be aware that in this grain, truma gedola was never removed from this grain. So that's the chiddush, that even though truma gedola was not removed, nevertheless, it's considered to be muchan. So let's see it again inside. We said, pshita leitzriach ha-shekdima v'shibolem. V'notna hamenu trumas maisa, v'leinata hamenu truma gedola. V'chiha da'amar rebi avayamar shlakish. Maisa rishon shekdima v'shibolem. So the maisa rishon was taken while it was still in stalks and standing grain. When the Levi now goes ahead and separates Trumas Meiser, he need not also separate Truma Gedola, which has yet to be taken. Shenema barim leisim yemenu trumas Hashem maser min amaser. Meaning you, the Levi, need to take a maser from the maser which you receive, 10% from your 10%. So it says, Reish Lakish, maser min amaser amarti lecha. V'loi truma gedela v'trumas maser min amaser. You don't have to take two matanes. You only need to take one matana. Now, says the Gemara, and this Gemara is going to come up on the next Amud, Amalei Rav Papa Abaya, Ihachi, if you're telling me that there's a Xeris HaKosev, then the Levi only has to take one matana from his grain. 10%, Trumas Meiser. So why did you, Rish Lakish, say, Meiser Rishon Shehikdimu B'Shiboilim? You were very careful to say that if the Meiser was taken whilst it was still standing grain. Frekt, Rav Papa to Abaya, Hefiru Higdimu B'Kri. You've got a pile of grain, you've gone through the various stages, it's mechuyev and truma. At that stage, 10% is handed over to the Levi. The Levi now, all of a sudden, has to do two things. He has to take Trumas Meiser and Truma Gedoyla. I bet it's Xeris HaKosev. Yachel filu higdimu v'kri nami liftar. Amarlei, alecha amakra. Here we have another ribui. We have a ribui which says, in that case, the Levi does need to make good. And he has to fix up the problem. Malecha amakra, mikol matne seichem tarimu. There's this additional word, mikol matne seichem. And this is a ribui. And it comes to include the case once it's higdimu b'kri. If the maisa was taken before the truma, when it is a pile. So it comes like this. We have two cases. One case is when it's standing grain, and the farmer gives the Levi 10%. The Levi now only needs to take Trumas Meiser, not Trumas Meiser and Truma Gedola. But if it's in a pile of grain, we have a Rebu which says in that case you have to take both Matanas. Fregbi Gemara Mara is, well, why did you say in that case, in the case where it's grain, then the Levi does have to take both tithes? But if it's standing grain, he doesn't have to. Umara is high idgon, v'hai loy idgon. In one case, it already became a pile of grain. And once it's a pile of grain, then the chi of truma kicks in. It's chow. It's too late. It's not poka. Whereas before it became a kri, before it became a pile of grain, the chi of truma didn't come. You just avoided, you prevented the chi from being chal in the first place, which admittedly we only hear that from the pasuk. And therefore that's how we're going to learn the psukim. Let's see a couple of rashis, because there's a couple of you say there's like a rashis over here. So rashi, let's see the rashi. Shigdimu b'shibolim. Rashi says, Shigdimu b'shibolim the truma. Meaning Yisrael ha'yel l'hafish truma g'day l'tchila. He should have done this. So Meliascha is referring to Bikurim. Mikan Shahamaktim Truma the Bikurim Loika. It's an amazing thing. Loika. Malkus. If you go ahead and you dare to take Truma before Bikurim with Hasra, Loika, it says. One gets Malkus for that. Good. V'dimacha zu truma, shen hikdim maisa v'truma, loike. Again, peladik azach, malkus. Now, says Rashi, important, v'hani mili, mishen nisma reach b'kri, b'shas mi ruach. After the winnowing, after it fell down, you've smoothed it out with its rachas, and it's a nice kri, then loikim hikdim maisa v'truma. Aval hikdim lemaisa kridim lechuma b'shibolim eina loike. There's no malchus in such a case. There's no malchus in such a case. We said, there was a ribui to tell me in this particular instance, once it's already a pile of grain, mikol matnei seichem nami b'levim ksiv gabi trumas meiser, v'gamres kol trumas Hashem, kol mashma kol tzad trumas shabai. Any single possible situation, the any and all truma must be removed, not only the trumas meiser, but even the truma gedola. So we said, what's the difference? Hi, Mishnas Marea, once it's in a pile, idgan, the chalala v'chivas truma, the obligation of truma has been chal. Dechsev kitechsev reishes deganchay hilkach kishok levi. When the levi receives it, boy, I mean lashon of Rashi is kishok levi. When the levi takes it, boy ahadure lekoyen trei mimea shabai bereisha v'hada echad measara. I find this Rashi very interesting. Rashi says, if the Levi took the Meiser before the Truma was taken, Kishak Levi, Boy Ahadure Lekoyen, he needs to return to the Koyen first, Treini Me'er Shabai, first he has to give 2%, Beresha, V'hadar Echad Me'asara, and then afterwards he needs to take off 10%. So also, if you look in the Rambam, in Gimel, Yud Gimel, Hilchas Trumas, just listen to the Lashon of the Rambam, I think it's quite interesting. Yisrael, Shehifrish Maisa Rishon, Peshehu Shibalim Kedem Shiyadish. The Yisrael was Mafrish beforehand. And he gave it to the Levi. Ein HaLevi Chayev LaHafrish. The Levi doesn't have to separate and so on. Avalim Dosh Yisrael, Vehifrish Maisa Min Adagon. But once it's already grain in a pile, and he gave it to the Levi, he gave it to the Levi, Chayiv HaLevi LaHafrish Men HaTrumah G'dayla V'Trumah Maiser. So I'm just wondering if there is a possible Machlekes Rishenim over here. In other words, I can hear, if I'm a Levi, which I am, if I go over to the Yisrael, the farmer, and I say, can I have my Maisa, please? And he says, look here, you know what? I haven't given Truma G'dayla yet. And I say, very nice. And I grab the Maisa. And it's already in a pile. I can hear that I'm a Gazlan. I removed what rightfully belongs to the Kahanim. So I can hear that now when I go ahead and I separate my 10% for Truma's Maisa, I need to make amends. I need to make good. I need to first give 2% to the Kahan. And then from the remainder, 10% to the Kohen, because I took it. But if I didn't do anything wrong, someone gives me my solution. So who did the Avla? Who's the one to blame? It's the Yisrael. He's the one who did something to blame. He's the one to blame. So it's interesting that I am the one who has to do it. The Rambam says, in both cases, it doesn't make a difference. It's got nothing to do with the responsibility, who's right, who's wrong. You, the Levi, you have grain which has in it already a chiyuv of Truma G'dayla. And therefore, you're the one who needs to remove it. Maybe you have a taina on the Yisrael, but you have to remove it. But it's interesting, just the Lashon of Rashi. Rashi says, Hokach ki shakla Levi. When the Levi takes it, boyaduri, he needs to return it. It's a little bit mashma from Rashi that the Levi is the one who took it. He did the Avla. He's the one, therefore, who needs to make amends, as opposed to if he didn't take it, he was just given it. Not sure. Okay, good. Fine. Now we said, Maiser Sheni Sheniftu, if Maiser Sheni was redeemed. Meaning, what's supposed to happen to Maiser Sheni? So, the farmer is supposed to take the Maiser Sheni to Yerushalayim. If there's too much Maiser Sheni, he redeems it. So what did he do? He redeemed it onto coins. So now the Maiser Sheni is Cholin. Zak the Mishnah, you can move it. And by the way, when we're learning these Gemaras, just bear in mind that we're learning about 25 Gemaras in Jas, because pretty much you have the same Shakla V'Tarya and loads of Gemara, the same Shakla V'Tarya with the same questions and the same answers. So it's good to get it clear. Maiser Sheni, Fakim Abshita. Here, in our instance, the Nidin is Mukta, but elsewhere the Gemara will say it's Pshita for the same reason. What's wrong with Maiser Sheni, which you redeemed? Lei Tzricha, no. Shenosin es HaKeren, Lei Nosin es HaChemesh. When the farmer redeems his own Maiser Sheni, he needs to add a fifth onto it. So if he redeemed it, but he did not add a fifth, Zog the Gemara, HaKamash Monde, Ein HaChemesh Ma'akev. That the fact that he did not add a fifth, that does not prevent the pidyon from taking place. And in such a case, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah, that it's not mukta, even though there was something slightly incorrect in the way he redeemed it. Fine. Then we say termas ayavesh. We said if you have this particular type of bean which is dry, is like the gemar dafki yavesh avalach like my time came in the mara like achla, being that it's bitter, then the animal or anyone, no one is going to eat this particular thing. Now, what was the end of the Mishnah? Well, we said the flip side of everything. We said, but what is something which is not muchan fetiltol, not tevel, not ma'aser rishon, which you, the Levi, did not take truma, not ma'aser sheni, the hekdesh, which you did not redeem. Again, this is the same shakavatah which appears in loads of places in Shas. Avolay is a tevel, pregbi gemara pshita. It's tevel, of course. Of course, it's off limits, and in our sugya, it's going to be mukta. Leitzricha betevel tovel midrabanan. We're not speaking about tevel diraisa. We're speaking about a tevel dirabanan. What does that mean? Ukegoin shezara ba'otzit she'enenakov. Meaning you planted in a pot, and there's no holes in the pot. If there's no holes in the pot, so it's not really considered to be tevel midiraisa. It's only a tevel derabanan. Kamash malon, that if it's tevel midirabanan, nevertheless, it's mukta. It's only tevel derabanan, it's still mukta. Fragdesris. Avaleis a tevel. The ha de omar. Reb Yosef. Beperik kira. Tevel muchan hu eitzel Shabbos. Shim over v'tiknoi mesukin. Fractasis. And there the mashmoh says all tevel. Not only tevel derabonin, but all tevel. All tevel is considered to be muchan legabe Shabbos. And here we're saying if it's only tevel derabonin, it's not. That's a steer to what the Gemara said before. It says, Tesis nein. Hani mili le'inyin bitl kli mehe chanoi. Shalehich miroi kamei le'inyin tiltel biodayim. Now, if you remember, bitl kli me'echanei, we're going to have it actually in this daf, is the following. I have a spoon. If I have a spoon and I, let's say, I don't know, I encourage a caterpillar to seek refuge in my spoon. So, in essence, what have I done? I've been mevatel kli me'echanei. A kli is something which is oimed for my shimush, for my tiltel. It's a muchan. And now that this caterpillar goes onto my spoon, I've been mevatel et shimush. And you're not allowed to do that. You can't, well, the Gemara is going to say, ein mevatel kli me'echanei. Some learn it like a stiras kli. You've been seis to the kli, whatever the hesber is. You're not allowed to be mevatel kli me'echanei. So Tesis says, that which we said before in Perek Kiran Daf Mem Gimel, that tevel is considered to be muchan etzal Shabbos, it's only where the nidon is a nidon of ein mevatlin kli mehechane. So legabe, this shaila of, is it a problem if I now have something on my kli, and it's considered in din that I've done a stira to my kli, I've removed its state of being muchan, that is not such a chamor concept. So legabe that, we're not going to be so machmir to say that if a bit of tevel falls on my spoon, that there's a problem of ein mevatlin kli mechane. At the end of the day by tevel, let's say if on Shabbos I would take the tevel and I would be mafresh. So b'dieved, the hafrash is chal. So at kama that b'dieved, the hafrash is chal, it's not considered an absolute bitl kli mechane, because there is a way of getting the heter back for my spoon if I would be mafresh. So legabi the din and the shaila of if you are being mevatel kli mechane, then we say tevel is considered to be muchan. But in general, if I've got a sack of tevel, and the discussion is, am I allowed to pick it up? That's mukta. It's tevel. Even if it's tevel midrabanan, it's mukta. That's the way Tesis is miyashiv the two sugyas. Now, next case, bearing in mind what we saw before, we said, v'lei ma'aser rishon, shaloi niklu trumasei. Not ma'aser rishon, where you didn't take the requisite tithe. That's the lashon of the Mishnah. V'lei is ma'aser rishon, shaloi niklu trumasei. You haven't taken its truma. Its truma. Freg the Gemara, if you haven't taken its truma, pshita. So, of course, it's off limits. Leitzricha, what's the case? Shigdimu bekri. Meiser was taken from this pile of grain before truma was taken. Shigdimu bekri, shenotli mimenu meiser, vele notli mimenu truma gedoyla. So what happened? There was a big pile of tvua. It was already chal on it, a chalois chiyuv truma. It's idgan. It's machoyev. What happened? The Yisrael took 10% and gave it to the Levi. The Levi now has this, and the Levi removed 10% for Truma's Meiser. But he didn't take the Truma Gedayla. Says the Gemara, that's the case. So, the Havmin is, I might have thought that being that the Levi took Truma's Meiser, and the Pasuk seems to say that the obligation is only to take Maser Min HaMaser, and not master, and Truma's master, and a master, you only have to take one tithe, not two tithes. So I might have thought that applies even once it's idgan, even once it's in a kree. Kamash malon, kadeshani le'abaya. Kamash malon, nein, Abaya said, when do we say that the Levi only needs to separate one tithe, one Truma portion? It's if the mice that he received came before the chalais chiv truma was chal. But once the chalais chiv truma was chal already, too late. So that is what the Mishnah is saying. Meiser rishon shalai nitla truma, say if the truma wasn't taken, meaning one portion of truma was taken, but the second portion of truma was not taken. In other words, truma's meiser was taken, but truma gedola was not taken. That is the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Okay, excellent. Moving on, we said Valeis Meiser Sheni, which was not redeemed. If it wasn't redeemed, it's obviously Mukta. Litzricha de Nifta Valei Niftu. It was redeemed, but it wasn't redeemed. What does that mean? Valei Niftu Kehil Chosan. What does that mean? Meiser Shepadu Al Gabi Asimoin. It was redeemed onto a coin which does not have a clear print, a clear stamp, a clear image. The Rahmana Amar Vitzarta Kesev Yadecha. It's got to have something with a tzura. Tavjiyish by tzura. And it, being that it wasn't done properly, so therefore the redemption is no good. So even though you tried to redeem it, but the redemption wasn't a good redemption. Hegdish, Chila al Gabi Karka. You tried to redeem it, but again the redemption wasn't good because you were paid it onto Karka. The Rahmana Amar Vinasana Kesev Vikamlai. Pasuk says, "V'nasten hakesef v'kamlei." It's got to be something which you're able to give in your hand. Here was not given in your hand. It's no good. Good. Then we said in the Mishnah another thing which you may not move around is v'lo yisaluf. Rashi said, "Min kitni she'enei roi chai el lebeima," a type of legume which is not roi when it's chai. One is able to be metaltal a particular asev called chatzav. Rashi says what's interesting about chatzav is it's a type of asev which when you plant it, it goes straight down into the ground. It goes straight down. It doesn't spread out. And says Rashi, Yahushua used this to make the boundaries for the Bnei Yisrael when they entered the land, because it just goes straight down. So, Zakti Brais Matatana Sachatzav Mneshu Mayachalitzvim. You can use it for deer. Asachardal Mastin Mneshu Mayachalayonim Vadavs. Shemingamilaymer Ap Matatan Shivres Chuches. You can even be Matatal crushed glass. Mneshu Mayachal Lenamiois. Because it is food for Namiyos. Rashi says, Nama is a bas yana. So a type of bird which likes to tuck into a hearty bowl of crushed glass for breakfast. So you are allowed to be metalto, crushed glass, because it's a meichel for Namiyos. So, arma le ribnosin elma'at chavilis meirois yitaltum neshu meichel apilim. So, you know, once you start speaking about weird and wonderful types of creatures, which most people don't have. So perhaps you should be able to be metaltal, chavileis, myreis, bundles of twigs, because, elephants like to tuck into that. To which Rishim ben Gamliel would respond and say, Rishim ben Gamliel, nami eishchichi, pile and leishchichi. One is more common than the other. Nami is common, elephants are not common. So who Amra Meimar, Meimar said, Vahu the Islay Namiyais, the whole heter of Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel is only for a fellow who actually owns a Bas Yana. But if you don't own a Bas Yana, then there's no such heter. Amra Vashla Meimar, 1 second. That question which he asked, idiously pilin, am I loy? So if he taka owns an elephant, so then why taka should you not be able to be metal tula too? In other words, if you always need to actually own it, so then surely there is no difference between a basiana and an elephant. So idiously pilin, am I loy? Hello, what are you going to have to say? That the reason why you're allowed to be metalto, the crushed glass, is because it's ro'oi for a basiana, even though you yourself don't have one. Chanami, ro'oi. It's all about ru'uyos. And therefore we say that a basiana, which is matsui, it's shchiach, being that the crushed glass is ro'oi, you can be metalto. But the Havile Zmoiris, even though it's a roi for an elephant, but that's not good enough because it's not Shchiach. So really, you don't need to own it in order to be Metaltel. It's enough that it's a roi, but it's got to have two conditions, roi and Shchiach. And therefore, the Bas Yana is roi and Shchiach, whereas the elephant case is a roi, but it's not Shchiach. Says the Gemara, Amar Abaya, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, V'Rebbe Shimon, V'Rebbe Yishmael, V'Rebbe Akiva, Kulu Sfirilu, Kol Yisrael B'nei Malachim Heim. So, says Abaya, these four Tanoim hold of the halachic concept. Maybe the hashkafic concept is different, but on a halachic level, that Kol Yisrael B'nei Malachim, and because we look at every single Yid like they are a prince or a princess, that allows for certain things to be done on a halachic level. By the way, just to mention, agav, this, what the Gemara says, this is what's known as a shita. When the Gemara says, Amra Baya, Rebbe X and Rebbe Y and Rebbe Z, they all hold of the following halacha, that means they all have the same shita. And the Gemara says, Ein halacha keshita. Usually we say, Ein halacha keshita. Now that seems a little bit counterintuitive. If one Amir will say, Rebbe A, B, C, D, E, F, and G, they all hold Shinui Eino Koina. So you think, well, you got a whole list of Tanayim, let's go with it. So the Rishonim say no. When the Gemara says, Kulu Sfirlu, it means we're kind of just grouping together all of the dissenting opinions. Meaning, it happens to be that there's four opinions which hold like that. They all hold that, but we don't hold like that. So usually, I don't know if it's foolproof, if this din applies across the board. But usually we say loy kaimel and keshita. We don't pass like keshita, and that's the Gemara saying over here. Be good to look it up and check it out. And by it says these four tanoim. They all hold that on a halachic level, Kol Yisrael b'nei malachim heim. So Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Hada Amorin, this which we just said right now, that you're allowed to be metaltel glass, because wealthy Jews, they own a basiana, and because these wealthy Jews own the basiana, therefore anyone can be metaltel shivrei zchuchis. You don't have the funds to purchase yourself this namio, the namios, but nevertheless, be'etzim, be'yesoid, you are a ben melech, and therefore it's considered to be roi for you. So, Shimon Gamliel Hadamoran, Rebbe Shimon, this noun we had before, b'nei malachim, sachim al gavi, maki, seim, shem, and verid. Remember when we were speaking about which types of oil are you allowed to use? When does it look like you're doing something for refuah? When does it not have the appearance? So, the Tanakhama said that the B'nai Malachim are allowed to use shemen verit, a type of rose or flower, oil which is produced from flowers, because they always use that the entire week, and therefore it does not have the appearance as if they're engaging in any type of medicinal practice. Rabbi Shimon Aimer called Yisrael b'nei malachim heim. And therefore, even a poor person who cannot afford Shemen Vered is allowed to use Shemen Vered, even though it has the appearance that he's doing it l'shem refuah, because he says, Kol Yisrael b'nei malachim heim. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, Tanya, Harei, Shahayu, Noishin Boy, Elef Mana. So someone owes a thousand pounds to someone else. Velovush, it's the Labaskuf Mana. And he's wearing a super fancy, expensive suit. So, you know, he owes someone £1,000, and he's wearing a very expensive suit. So, what's the din? Mafshita Neisoy. We take off the suit, we sell it. Umalbish Neisoy, it's the Lahara Uyaloy. We give him clothing which is befitting. Tanamishim Rabbi Yishmael, Tanamishim Rabbi Giva, Kol Yisrael Ru'im La'isa Itzla. Every single Yid is Roy for that Itzla. So he's wearing a bespoke suit purchased on Savile Row for £3,000, and he owes someone £5,000. Says Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Giva, he is allowed to remain in his finery, in his clothing, because Kol Yisrael B'nei Malachim, not like the Tanakam. Good. Okay, then we said Chavili Kash and Chavili Eitzim and Chavili Zrodin. What do we say at the end of the Mishnah? We said Kash, bundles of Kash, Eitzim and Zrodim. We said, if you prepare them for Maichel Behema Metaltalin Eisan. But if not, then you're not able to be Metaltal because the assumption is that it's Omed Lahasaka. It is going to be used to fuel your fire, and therefore it is mukta. Good. Then Rabbanan. Chavili kash, chavili eitzim. Bach takes out the next two words. Im hiskinon l'maychol beheima, metaltum his son. If you prepared it l'maychol beheima, you can be metaltal it. Vim lav. If you did not prepare it for maychol beheima, so then we said Eimet Altamisan. Shimon Gamliel Chavilin Hanitalin Biyad Echod Mutalatlan. If it's the types of twigs which you can hold in one hand, then you can assume that is considered to be for animal food and you can be metaltalit. But if it's the type which you need Shteyodaim, then it's Osalatalkan. Then it's also to be metaltalit. Chavile Seya Ezev Kornis, three different types of besamim. Echnisam le'etzim ein mistapik man b'shabbos. If you brought it in for the sake of wood, firewood, it's mukta, and you're not allowed to be mistapik. Lemaychol beim, if you brought it in lemaychol beima, mistapik man b'shabbos. So before we see the rest of the brisa, there's already a problem over here. What does the Braisa say? You've got bundles of Seya, Ezev, and Kornis. It says, if you brought them in for the sake of being used for wood, you're not allowed to use it, it's Muktzah. If you brought it in for the sake of Maichel Behema, you are allowed to use it. What about if you brought it in Stam? So there's a Kasha, Diyuka de Reisha, a Diyuka de Seifa. Meaning, what's the Matz of Stam here? The Reisha seems to imply that if you brought it in for the sake of wood, you're not allowed to use it. Mashma, if you brought it in Stam, you could. But then the Sefer says, if you brought it in for the sake of Maichel Behema, you are allowed to use it. Mashma, in the Stam, you can't. So which one is it? So if you look at Tesis, Tesis is bothered by this. Sechnis and Leitz main mistapik. Ikele Meimar, the Hachikam will have to say that this is what the Braisa means. Hastama, that if you brought it in Stam, Nase kemi shehechnisen l'maychol behema, geich deletik shereish l'seifa. Well, now this is the way we'll do it, and there are questions why the Tesis choose to learn it this way around, not the other way around. The Tesis is learning that it means to say that if you brought this type of the wood from these types of trees, Stam, then we will look at it in din as if you brought it l'shem, the animal, and therefore it's not going to be a mukta. Fine. Then we said, what do you do with these bits of these twigs and so on? The koitzim b'yad v'oichal, and you're allowed to break them with your hand and eat. Ubavach le'yitzim b'kli, but don't cut them with kalim. You cannot do that like the way you would normally do so. So you cannot be koitzim it with a kali. Umoylel v'oichal, you can kind of rub them together in your fingers using your entire hand, and you eat. Ubavach le'yimlo b'kli. Well, some argue this is b'kli harbe, some just have the gear said b'kli, as long as you're not moilal it with the aid of a keli. That is divrei Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim Maimrim, no. When you're moilal, when you're rubbing it together, you have to do it with a shinoi. Moilal barashi etzba'isav v'aychal. You need to be moilal with the tips of your fingers, and then you can eat it. V'bavach la'yimlo b'yadei. But you shouldn't be mailo with your entire hand or biyade harbe. You have to make a shinoi from the regular way that you do on a weekday. Now we said, besides these three spices, v'chein b'amisa, v'chein b'pigeim, v'chein b'shar minei tavlin. It says, maya amisa, it's ninya, which is a type of mint. Sia, what is sia? Amr of Yehuda, it's tzasri. Ezev is Avrasa, Kornis is Kornis Shema. Not so clear exactly what these things are. Rashi gives us an old French as to what these things are. There was a fellow who said, who would like to purchase Kornisa? Vishdaka Hashi. And they gave him Hashi, and Hashi is one of the ones which was mentioned before, according to Rashi. Ela Sia is referring to Tzasri, Ezev is Avrasa, Kunisa is Hashi. Okay, different types of spices, which we don't know exactly what they are. But the point is, when it comes to these types of twigs and what have you, things which at times are used for fuel, and at times are used for feed, so it very much depends on what your machshava is, b'shas maisa, as to whether it's considered to be muchan or not. Good, it says the Gemara Vayta Itmar Basim Eliach, if you have salted meat. If you have salted meat, so Matal Tatal B'Shabbos, one is allowed to be Matal Tal It on Shabbos. It's considered to be Roy, you've salted it, you can eat it. Basa Tafel, but if you have Basa Tafel, which Rashi says, She'enei Maluach, it is not salted. So then, Rav Huna Amar Mutal Taltala, he says you can still be Mataltalit. Chizda Amar also Mataltalit. Chizda says you're not allowed to be Mataltalit. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says Mutal Taltala, the less lay Mukta the Tiltal. He is not so bothered about Mukta when it comes to Tiltal. We're going to see in this Gemara something very interesting. There are certain Amaroyim we've had throughout the Masechta, this big machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon about Muktzah. And we've said, Rabbi Yehuda is claim Muktzah, Rabbi Shimon less claim Muktzah. We're going to see Amaroyim who say, I hold like Rabbi Yehuda, I hold of Muktzah when it comes to actually eating the item. If it's Muktzah, you're not allowed to eat it. But I don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda to extend it even to Tiltal. I mean, those are two separate things. I can say that, meaning, it says, V'haya b'ya mashishi v'hechinu. The pasuk says you need to prepare that which you intend on eating, and without preparation, you're not allowed to eat it. But to extend and say you're not even allowed to move it, that's another stage. And perhaps I'm going to hold the kibbut in one, and I'm going to hold the kibbut in the other one. So, Legabi Tilto, Rav Huna says, you can be metalkalit. Rav Huna says, you're not allowed to be metalkalit. Says the Gemara, Rav Huna Amar Mutzul Latal Tlei Vahar, Rav Huna Talmud the Rav Ava. Isn't Rav Huna Talmud the Rav? And we've had several times in the Masechta of a Rav, Rebuta Zvirli, Tisle Mukta. Says the Gemara, Bamukta Lachila, Savla Krebuta, Bamukta the Tiltal, Savla Kreb Shimon. So there's a bit of a pshari, holds the Kreb Shimon when it comes to the Mukta of Tiltal. Hence, over in this case, even the meat is yet to be salted. He still does not answer Tiltal. Yeah.
If the Svara is really kaked, if you want it for Lachila, you should be allowed. But I think if it's for Tiltal, and it's not You don't need the, you're not doing the Tilkun Tzedek Mekoyloi, so why should you be, no. I mean, the Gemara says...
Right, but I mean, but you can already hear me, it's Mitzad, the Pasuk requires food which is going to be consumed, the Pasuk says, Ve'ichino. So you want to eat food, Suda Shabbos Boy Hachana. Lagabi Achila, the Pasuk is not speaking about Tiltul. So Lagabi Achila, as a state in Pasuk, Vehichino, the person needs to be Mechim. But Lagabi Tiltul doesn't stay in the Pasuk, you need to be Mechim Lagabi that. Okay, good. So the Gemara, Rav Chisda Amar also La Tiltul, he says you know to be Metaltul, Vahar of Yitzchak Bar Ami. Ikla Lebe Rav Chisda, he went to the house of Rav Chisda. The Hazar who bar Avza, and he saw a goose. The Havi Kometatale Mishim Shlatula, and they moved it from the sun into the shade. Why did they do so? Amram Chizda, Chasan Kiska, Chazin and Hacha. Because Chizda told them, I see a loss of money. Why are you allowing this expensive goose to remain in the sun? So you see that Chizda seemed to allow the tiltle of this goose. Says my shiny bar avza, the goose is different. The chazi la umza, it can be eaten raw. Rashi says kishuchai oichon esayble melach. It can be eaten raw. It does not even need to be salted. Then it's fine. If you look at Tesis over here, the chazi la umza mikan raya, the dami varm shle pirish mutter. From here we see that if you have blood, the blood which is natural and innate to the meat. That blood is not also to eat. It's when you put it in a pot and you cook it, and then the blood moves around inside the piece of meat. That's when it becomes problematic. That's what Tesis says. You see from here, mikan raya the dami yevarim shle pirish mutter. The karma the hazilom tzavagav dele meliach. So you haven't salted it, you haven't extracted all of the blood from it. But being that that blood doesn't bother us. And the actual meat is the type which people eat raw. So says the Gemara, it's a bar tilto. And that's the reason why Rav Chisda allowed it. Good. Tanarabana. Dagmaliach, if you have salted fish, mutilataltali. Dag tafel, if it's unsalted, osilataltali. Basar, bein tafel, bein maliach. Whether it's salted or it's not salted, mutter letaltali. Rashi says, dag tofo osir letaltali, the ene ro'oy leklom, if the fish is yet to be salted, people didn't eat sushi in those days, it's not ro'oy leklom, u leklovi mlavdai til mishdaya, he has no intention of feeding it to his fish, avomiliach nechlechai, haide molchai, once it's salted fish, like herring, and the like, that it can be eaten. One is metalto bones, because that is considered to be a michael for klavim. Bosata fuach, Rashi says, is masrias, the meat has started to decay. You can be metalto meishu michael chaya. I mean, it's no longer roy for human consumption. It is oimed for a wild animal. Meishu michael chaya. It is... Yeah, Mayim Megulim, what about Mayim Megulim where maybe a snake has had a sip and has injected some of its venom? You can be metal, because a cat will drink from it. A cat is not affected by the poison of the snakes. No, call Atzman, also Lashayzin, you're not allowed to leave it around at all. We're not going to leave it around to feed it to your cat when there's a potential life-threatening danger to leave it around, lest someone come to drink from it, and therefore it is asa betilto because of the potential sakana. Good. You're allowed to invert a basket, tip over a basket for the chicks in order to facilitate them hopping up and down. If a chicken ran away, you can push it until you bring it back into its coop. You're allowed to hold, let's say, the neck of an eagle or a young colt baby horse and escort it back, even though you're holding it and manhandling it and so on. She says, "Uches b'tzavarei u'b'tzadim on its sides," and you kind of drag it along and so on. And then it says, "Ve'isha madada es bana," and so to a woman is allowed to do the same thing to her young child who isn't properly walking, but the child is able to take some type of a step. The child would fall down, but nevertheless, the woman is able to do that. That's if the child has already begun to develop some type of skill in the way of taking steps, even though the child cannot walk by himself. But if the mother is just dragging the child along, that is awesome. Why, says Rashi, Mipnei Shnei Sasei. That is tantamount to carrying the child. So, if an animal fell into a stream, maybe Karmuk Sasei, you can bring pillows and cushions, and you place it underneath the animal. The also, the animal goes up by because it's got the assistance of the pillows and cushions. So be it. It's good. Im also. Also, what does it say? Don't give it pillows and cushions to try and have it step up, but rather feed it, sustain it, take care of it where it is. Thomas. Panasa in karma ksasis lai. You're not to give it karm and ksasis. So we say, no, like Asha, ha de afshiva panasa, ha de afshiva panasa. Meaning, afshiva panasa, if you're able to sustain it where it is in. Be lai, but if not, you may be karm ksasis and you place it umenir tahtea. Preg the Gemara, this kasha that we mentioned. But 1 second. But by you putting the pillows underneath the animal, now the animal is on top of the pillow, now you have lost the use of the pillow. You have been mevatel kli mechon. Look at this Rashi, about 10 lines down. Once you place it underneath, ein yachol l'taltalon. The deima l'seiser. It's deima too, an act of stira. Midrabanan. So that is the way Rashi learns the issa of being mevatel kli mechonish. You're not allowed to do that. Says the Gemara, very interesting thing. Sar mevatel kli mechonish derabanan. It's not an issa d'oraisa. It's obviously only issa derabanan. The whole shalom muktz is derabanan. And sar balachayim is d'oraisa. According to this opinion, asi d'oraisa v'dachi derabanan. And therefore, the din d'oraisa. You're not allowed to be mitzayer an animal, and it's not so clear exactly what is the source of tzar balachayim. Rashi says from ozev tazev imoy. Others say it's from lo sach sim shor b'dishoy. And if you look at the chinuch over there, he says that if that there's a tremendous tzar which the animal experiences if when it's working. It's muzzled, like the chinuch says, I think also legabi, harnessing two dissimilar animals together. Some learn the source of tzar balachayim. I think Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says, and it could be there's earlier sources for this, it's learned from when Bilam's osayin rebuked him and said, "Why did you hit me these 3 times? Zeh shalosh v'galim." I think he learns from there. And I think there's earlier sources that that's the source itself. It's not so clear in halacha. If that's how we pass it, the Rabbanim says the Gemara, because of this shita holds Tav Lacham is deraisa, so the din deraisa is going to push aside the din derabanan.
The soiser if it's kilkul, it's not also, is it? I thought
soiser
is only also if it's not kilkul.
Ein echanami, it's only
derabanan. No, it's two derabanan.
Ein echanami, it's true. Ein echanami, still maybe two derabanans, but they still answered it. Then we said, Tanagel is Shabbach, if the Tanagel has ran away, we said you can push it back, Dichen in, Medadin La, you can't hold it. Tanin La, the Tanarabon, and Medadin Behemachaiva, Oyev Bechatzer, Behemachaiva, if you can be Medadin, in a Chatzer. Avalez, the Tanagel is, but not a chicken, why Takanot? Tarigil is my time Allah, I am Rabbi Mishum the Makafia Nafsha. Rashi says, if you look at the beginning of the Rashi, the Makafia Nafsha, Magbas Atzma Mina Aretz. Venims is the Mitautel. It has lifted itself up entirely. Avlavozin, Kishoirzin, Begapayan, Hein Malchim Ragleim, and so on. So they're concerned by this chicken, by this hen, is that it'll lift up its legs. Tani Hada, one writer says, Madad the name of Haiva Oi, Fahatz, Avali Bishus Arabim, Goish, or Madad is Bina Bishus Arabim, and a woman is able to, me Madadit, her child in the Rishus Arabim, the Ain Star of Lame of Bahatz, as a woman can even do it in the Rishus Arabim, the Tani Yidach, Ain Oikrin, Behema Haiva Oi, Fahatz. You're not allowed to be to uproot it in a chotzer. Avol dechen ban. You can just push it, but you can't be medadet it. She can't. So says the go on second. I'll go for cash. Amras ein eikrin. Avol the doy medadina. It's mashma. You can't totally uproot it and lift it up, but if you hold it on the neck and by the side, it's mashma that you can do the medadet in that you could do. The harder amris, and then you say deichen in medadin loy, that you're not allowed to be medadin at all. So Rabbi is safe asan the tanegoyles. That which you cannot do with the medadin is by the tanegoyles, like we just said, because the concern is it's going to lift up its legs. In which case you're going to end up carrying it. Rabbi, Haiman as a shachat tanegoyles lich b'shinu lekari ba'ara. When you shecht it, you should stick its leg in the ground. Rashi says, a few Rashi before the Mishnah, lech b'shin l'kari ba'ara kidei she yiskaplu v'le yuchol l'hischazik aleim. So it's not able to kind of wrestle with you, so to speak. Inami nedel lehu medel. Rashi says, inami lidlinu yagbiena, lift it up, so it's not touching the ground at all. What is the concern? So the concern is maybe it's going to start when it wrestles and thrashes around. It's going to uproot its simonim. There's five things which can pass the shechita and can make the shechita into an avela. One of them is ikur simonim. And so if you cause the simanim to go out of place, you're holding the chicken and it's moving around and it's pushing with its legs on the ground and you're trying to do a tfisa on the chicken and the simanim, the trachea and esophagus are going to go out of place, it could potentially cause the simanim to be necro, which would ultimately be menabal l'shchita. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and Be'ez Hashem, we will pick it up tomorrow. We will try as best as possible to finish the parak tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem.